Well, good morning on this Tuesday, April 7th. It's the Tuesday in Holy Week. Last night, I was working at St. Vincent Ferrer with Brother Hyacinth, and we were pre-recording some segments of parish study, which we're going to post on the mornings of the Triduum. And by the way, we hope to post those at 9 a.m. Thursday through Sunday mornings. So after we finished, I walked home to St. Catherine's. And as I walked east on 67th Street, I passed Julia Richmond High School, and then there opened up for me a panorama of the hospital complex across St. Catherine's Park. And last night, it just seemed to me to be lit more brightly than usual. Almost every window seemed to have a light in it. And I thought, wow, that's more people working more shifts in this emergency. And I just prayed for everybody in that whole complex and our guys who go there to minister. But then above that complex, and even brighter, was the full moon, or the nearly full moon. And I looked at it and my heart just leapt, because I remembered Easter comes on the first Sunday after the first full moon following the spring equinox. And tonight, April 7th, is that full moon. So the full moon is called the Paschal full moon. It's also called the pink moon. That's the full moon in April. And this moon is a super moon. It looks especially large and bright because it's somehow closer to the earth. But as I stood there and looked at the moon sitting over the hospitals, I was profoundly reassured. First of all, that the happenings of creation continue in the midst of all that we're going through. It's just like seeing all of the flowers coming into bloom. It's a deep realization that this pandemic, as dreadful as it is not touching the flow of nature, the cycles of nature. But also, knowing that this is the Paschal moon, I just thought of the light of Christ. You know, the candle that we hold up in the Easter Vigil, at the beginning of the Easter Vigil, Christ our light, the light shining in the darkness that could not be put out. So the moon, shining full and bright, spoke to me in these days of tragedy of Christ's victory. And I hope that springtime and the full moon and even though attenuated, the celebration of the Paschal days will reassure you and free you for concern for our suffering brothers and sisters. Have a blessed day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.